This just in, you are looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, now remember, oh my God.
That looks like a second plane.
I just saw a plane go in, that just exploded.
I just saw another plane coming in from the side.
You did? That was out of my view.
The second explosion. You could see the plane come in just from the right-hand side of the screen. So this looks like it is some sort of a concerted effort to attack the World Trade Center.
Did you see what happened? What happened?
Well, I was in the past train, and there was a huge explosion sound. Everyone came out. A large section of the building is blown out.
They are now saying that a plane, incredibly, has crashed into the Pentagon. Folks,
another aircraft, unbelievably, has crashed into the Pentagon. This is a preliminary wire. We seek to confirm this, but this word just into us from our newsroom, that perhaps another aircraft went in there.
Sandy Rios with you on the 22nd anniversary of the attack on the World Trade Center, the attack on the Pentagon, and the flight that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where 3,000 people nearly died. Additional 40 on Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, when Islamic terrorists boarded those planes on that Tuesday morning, bright and sunny. And all of those people were killed. And I think that compilation from Fox I've played year after year because I don't want to ever forget, not that I could, what happened on that day. And some of you remember it well. You remember where you were. You remember the emotions of it. And you're with me that it's a good thing to remember. But so many of you are younger. Either you were too young to really understand it or you weren't even born yet. And so for all of you, I have a special show today because I want you to remember. Why should we remember? Because I would maintain that that particular incident changed this country and the world forever. It was a pivotal event, a horrible event, a horrible attack. And out of that came some things that were just have molded and shaped us in a bad way. And I'm going to make that point later. Right now, of course, I want to thank Preborn because we're talking about a life and death situation, a death situation where life is sacred. That's the reason it bothered us to see those bodies falling from the tower. Why did it bother you? Who cares? Because written in your heart is the knowledge that life is sacred. And that's why so many of you join me to support Preborn Ministries, where they provide ultrasounds for unborn babies no less violent than what happened to those adults on that day is the act of abortion. If you would like to help put a stop to that or to help women who are trying to make that decision and need your help to make the right one, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. All right, today is a very special day. I'm actually not going to do a lot of talking. What we're going to do is listen to the transmission from the air flight tower, the people giving instructions to these various planes, the people that were on the planes calling in, the airline hostesses, the story on developing as these men who are courageous and competent, so professional, bring us the story. It's slow. It's ponderous. It's sort of eerie because we know what happens in the end and what's happening as they're talking. I think it's compelling, and that's what we're going to do today. The next thing you're going to hear after the opening of the show is the flight tower on 9/11/2001.
From American Family Radio, Sandy Rios.
We are not called to be nice. We are often called to be confrontational.
And here with me in D.C. is Fox News contributor Sandy Rios.
I think the most important thing we need to demonstrate to our children is genuineness, that we actually believe what we say we believe.
A longtime Fox News contributor, Sandy Rios, thanks very much for being with us.
Seek justice. Not social justice, but God's justice. What's right and what's wrong.
Sandy Rios is with the American Family Association,
a pro-life radio talk show host.
We've got to say this is the line. Life is sacred.
Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Family Association.
Step up. Speak up. Say something. Do something.
Good morning, American 11 with you, passing through 190, 230.
American 11, Boston, North Center, Roger, climb, maintain level 280. American 11, turn 20 degrees, right?
20 right, American 11.
American 11, now climb, maintain level 350. American 11, climb, maintain level 350. American 11, Boston. Earth 7, Mike Lima, how do you hear?
Mike Lima, has you loud and clear?
American 11, Boston. American 1-1, the American on the frequency, how do you hear me?
This is Adam.
This is Boston. I turned American 20 left and I was going to climb. He will not respond to me now.
Looks at all. Looks like he's turning right.
Yeah, I turned him 20 right.
Oh, okay.
And he's only going to, I think, 29.
Okay.
Hello?
Sure, that's fine.
But
he
I'm
won't
not talking
you.
To
he's
him.
Nardo. Roger.
All right.
Thanks.
Earth 7, Mike Lima, descend at pilot's discretion, maintain level 240.
PD on 240 will begin down to Earth 7, Mike Lima.
American 11, Boston. American 11, if you hear Boston Center, ident.
Got a 683, flight level 210, climb 230.
Final 683, Boston Center, Roger, climb, maintain for level 310.
Climb, maintain for level 310.
American 11, if you hear Boston Center, ident, please, or acknowledge. American 11, if you hear Boston Center, recontact Boston Center on 127.82. That's American 11, 127.82.
Athens, this is Rockdale. A couple things. Point out northwest of Rockdale is Amsterdam. This is 986.
What happened?
Hey, also, are you trying to get through the company on the American or anything?
We're trying everything here.
Is he really got no transplant to screw up or what?
It appears that way.
No kidding. All right.
American Airlines emergency line, please state your emergency.
Hey, this is Nitty at American Airlines calling. I am monitoring a call in which Flight 11, the flight attendant is advising our reps that the pilot, everyone's been stabbed.
Flight 11?
Yep. They can't get into the cockpit is what I'm hearing.
Okay, who's this I'm talking to?
Excuse me, this is Native American Airlines at the Raleigh Reservation Center. I'm the operations specialist on duty.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Nydia.
Nydia. And what's your last name?
Gonzalez, G-O-N-C-A-L-E-Z.
Raleigh Reservations. Okay.
I've got a flight attendant on the line with one of our agents.
Okay. And she's calling how?
Through reservations. I can go in on the line and ask the flight attendant questions.
Okay. I'm assuming they've declared an emergency. Let me get ATC on here. Stand by.
Got any contact with anybody? Okay, I'm still on with security, okay, Betty? You're doing a great job. Just stay calm, okay? We are, absolutely.
Okay, we're contacting a flight crew now. We're also contacting ATC.
Okay.
Anything else from this flight attendant?
So far what I've got, the number 5 flight attendant's been stabbed, but she seems to be breathing. The number 1 seems to be stabbed pretty badly, and she's lying down on the floor. They don't know whether she's conscious or not. The other flight attendants are in the back, and that's as far as I know. It seems like the passengers in this coach might not be aware of what's going on right now.
These 2 passengers were from first class?
Okay, hold on. Hey, Betty? Do you know any information as far as the jets and men that are in the cockpit with the pilots? Are they from first class? They were sitting in 2A and B. They are in the cockpit with the pilots.
Who's helping them? Is there a doctor on board?
Is there a doctor on board, Betty, that's helping you guys? You don't have any doctors on board, okay. So you've gotten all the first class passengers out of first class?
Have they taken everyone out of first class?
Yeah, she's just saying that they have. They're in coach. What's going on, honey? Okay, the aircraft is erratic again. Bobbing very erratically. She did say that all the first class passengers have been moved back to coach. So first class, the cabin is empty. What's going on your end, Craig?
We contacted air traffic control. They are going to handle this as a confirmed hijacking. So they're moving all the traffic out of this aircraft's way.
Okay.
He turned his transponder off, so we don't have a definitive altitude for him. We're just going by, they seem to think that they have him on a primary radar, they seem to think that he is descending.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Lydia?
Yes, dear, I'm here.
Okay. I have the dispatcher currently taking the current fuel on board.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to run some profiles.
Okay.
To see exactly what his endurance is.
Okay.
Did you...
She doesn't have an idea who the other passenger might be in first. Apparently they might have spread something, so it's they're having a hard time breathing or getting in that area. What's going on, Betty? Betty, talk to me. Betty, are you there? Betty? Listen, do you think you lost her? Okay, so we'll stay open. I think we might have lost her.
Okay.
Is that American 11 trying to call?
Buddy, we have some planes. Just stay quiet and you'll be okay. We are turning to the airport.
And who's trying to call me here? American 11, are you trying to call?
Nobody move. Everything will be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll injure yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet. Nobody move. Everything will be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll injure yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet.
Oh, well, those were the hijackers in the cockpit who had overtaken that plane. And that's just the first 10 minutes of this drama. We are not finished because you're going to hear from all kinds of people. Then then NORAD gets involved and they start to strategize whether they should send in planes. You're going to hear all of that if you stay tuned to do it. I want to just pause, though, to say that we could not do this. We could not bring you this audio and do this show without Christian Healthcare Ministries. They're our newest sponsor. And they care very much about your health. And it helps you to care for other people. As you sign up for this, pay your monthly fee, whatever plan you choose. And that goes into a vast resource with Christian Healthcare Ministries, where people who are members are able to access that pool of resources when they're in trouble or they need help medically. And the same thing goes for you. It works for you. Or you have a crisis or you have some sort of a medical need, Christian Healthcare Ministries comes alongside of you. That's the way it works. They've been doing this for 40 years. They are experts, the longest running health share ministry in the country. They have assisted their members with over $8 billion in medical bills, just to give you an idea of the size and scope of Christian Healthcare Ministries. Maybe it's time for you to look into this and just see if this is a better way for you to provide health care for your families. It's chministries.org/Sandy. That's chministries.org/Sandy. Just go back to the transmission. Just sit back and listen. Put it on while you're, you know, cleaning your kitchen or driving in your car. Put it on in your office while you're working. This is so dramatic. And it's a wonderful way, I think, in some ways, to reverently remember 22 years ago today on 9/11.
Yeah, we got him on primary.
838?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard anything from American?
No.
Okay, we think there might be somebody in the cockpit right now taking it over.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just broadcast over here. Yeah, we're already doing it.
Okay, I don't.
Is there any chance he gets direct front this morning?
Not right now. Go ahead, 38.
Yeah, American 11, we suspect there's someone in the cockpit that's taken over. We have just put him in direct Watertown, Jamestown. Last we knew, he was on present heading, cleared to flight level 290. No one is talking to him. Eric has been called. We broadcast it on guard. We tried through company.
Okay, thanks.
And 290 is not verified.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Because he was just heading that way, yes.
Yeah, we've taken the American back because he appears to have turned.
Yep, thanks. Flagship 5616, bot.
Oh, sorry.
Do what? 230, flagship
5616. All right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I need you to look west of Albany, American 11, and put him on your scope. He is, Nordo has been since he talked to Boston High. We assume he's at flight level 290. We're not sure. We think there's someone in the cockpit with him. We broadcasted over guard. We've gone Eric. We have gone company. Nobody is talking to him. We don't know where he's going. We don't know what altitude he's at.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Cleveland.
Hi, Cleveland, New York, Boston. I got a little situation with American 11, American 11. He is a 767 departed Boston going to LAX. We don't know where the aircraft is going. He supposedly going to LAX. Was going westbound. We lost his frequency. Then we lost his transponder, and now the aircraft is just west of Albany, heading due south.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Do we have the data block on him? Who's got the...
Yeah, it's a primary target presently, and it's just heading southwestbound.
Okay.
I'll
go to right
now.
I'll advise the area.
The last altitude observed was flight level 290.
29.
Heading southbound? Heading southwestbound. He's like towards Hancock, right around there. He's southwest of Albany by 1.5 miles.
You have no idea where he's going?
No idea, sir.
All right.
You can tag him on the TSC.
Yeah,
I do
tag.
Pick him up.
Primary only?
Primary only.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Boston Center claims that they lost radio transponder. Communication with the aircraft
and, transponder
and the transponder. And there's also, they're tracking the primary target at this point. He was last known at flight level 290.
Uh-huh.
And he appears to have turned south-southwestbound. And also, there was some mention of some sort of a threat being made.
He made?
A threat to the cockpit or some threat.
Oh, shit, let me get managers
in the cockpit then. And Boston's uncertain exactly what was said. I guess they're going to try to pull the tapes as quick as they can.
Hey, Tom, where can I reach you back? What number at? Okay, all right. Bye.
Okay.
I'll call you back.
Bye.
SOC, Ray Howland.
Ray Howland, Nancy Wyatt, Boston Flight Service.
Yes.
Okay, we've got the flight attendants on the line here.
You do have them on the line?
On the plane, yeah.
Can you conference them in with us?
I have no idea how to do that. If you can help me out. Hold. He's getting some information here. I'm going to read his notes for you. It looks like he's Middle Eastern, he speaks no English. He was in 10B, 10 Baker,
right.
9D and G, speaks no English. The plane's in a rapid descent.
Is the cockpit still?
Yeah. Okay, the flight attendants are concerned they don't know what's going on in the cockpit. Are you in contact with them?
No, we're not. That's true. We're trying to get in contact with the cockpit.
Okay.
No, you'll feel like you're
we don't really want to tell her that.
Okay, don't. Okay. Okay, got it. Okay, they're, we're not sure. Okay, it looks like there is severe bleeding that,
okay.
He's keeping her on the line. There's severe bleeding. There is a slashed throat. Michael, is that severe? Is that slashed throat a flight attendant?
No. Okay. What's that?
Boston Flight Service has another one of the flight attendants on the phone here. Boston Flight Service.
Amy?
She lost
okay.
It? Yeah, okay, we lost the other one, so I really need
okay.
To get on the phone with her.
Something's wrong. It's Amy Sweeney's on the phone.
Amy Sweeney?
Yeah, she's in number 9.
Okay.
And he's having trouble talking to her right now.
All right, these are the two that are injured.
Amy?
25.
She started screaming and saying something's wrong, and now he's having trouble. No.
Okay.
Now he thinks he might be disconnected. Okay, we just lost connection.
Lost the connection.
Yeah. Something's wrong with the airplane?
Yeah. In other words, she said something's wrong.
They're not in the cockpit.
No, they're in the coach.
Okay, they're in the back of the plane.
They're in the back of the airplane?
Yeah, they're in the back of the airplane. They're not... Oh, the hijackers are in the cockpit. Holy
oh, no.
Man. Okay, they're in the cockpit.
Hey, Craig. Craig. They're saying they're in the cockpit.
Listen, look to see when the next flight to Kennedy is, just in case we're going to Kennedy so we can be ready.
Nobody moves, please. We are going back to the airport. Don't try to make any stupid moves.
Kennedy, Kingston 93.
Kennedy.
Here's a heads up for you here. I got an American 11. He's right over Kingston right now. We think he's at flight level 290. There appears to be some possible problem with him. He departed Boston going to Los Angeles, but somewhere along the way here, he took a left turn, and he's not talking to anyone. Hasn't talked to anybody in about 75, maybe 100 miles. So he's southeastbound right now, so he's going to pass just like over Carmel. And again, we don't have a verified altitude. We think he's a flight level 290. We're trying to verify that.
You have a code on him?
No, he's just flying X-ray. There's no code on the guy. He's flying X-ray, and we'd approve that. So he's a primary right now. Right over Kingston right now, flight level 290, supposedly.
Supposedly 290, right. And he's heading southeastbound?
He's headed southeastbound right now, like he's going to go between, looks like maybe right over Dewey's intersection. So I'm just giving you a heads up. We're not talking to him. No one's talked to him for the last 20 minutes.
And what's his call sign?
American 11.
American 11.
Yeah, I'll call you when he gets so close to your boundary, okay?
Okay.
Everybody.
Boston Center here. Can I get your Tracon?
You bet. Got nothing with the cockpit?
Yes, with American 11.
Say it again?
Oh, a reference to American 11.
Right. Have you had any contact with him yet?
No contact. It is confirmed hijacked, though.
Tracon. Okay.
Hey, Tracon, hi, Boston Center. Good morning. American 11. 767, possible hijack.
Okay, American 11, 75, and
76.
Where's he landing?
Right now, we don't have any idea, but he was to the northwest of Albany, and now he's down by Sparta, losing speed very
okay.
rapidly. We believe he's primary only, and we believe he's on the descent. That's why he's
wow.
slowing down.
Say that again, please.
I said looks like we lost the primary target about 20 west of Kennedy, and we had a report of an EOT in the area. We're going to, get some Coast Guard activity up there.
Well, we lost the track, too.
Hey, Boston, this is New York. What type of aircraft was the American?
767.
This is the ACI watch. Say again if you lost track of the aircraft, over.
Boston has lost track, and on our frequency we have confirmed that it was a hijack. That's on the tapes.
Yeah, New York confirms we lost the track as well, and we got a report of an ELT in the area that the track was in. Kennedy Tower reports.
Are you serious?
Kennedy Tower reports that there was a fire at the World Trade Center, and that's the area where we lost the airplane.
Anybody know what that smoke is in Lower Manhattan?
I'm sorry, say again.
A lot of smoke in Lower Manhattan.
A lot of smoke in Lower Manhattan.
Out of the top of the World Trade Center building, the major fire. Yeah.
Hey, Approach. Hey, Cape. Dan Winnicott from Washington Center. I have a situation with American 11, the possible hijack.
American 11?
Yes, sir. Departed Boston, went to LAX. Right now, he's south of Albany. I'd like to scramble some fighters to go tail him.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll talk to Otis here.
Okay, and just put if he wants, just depart, and we'll put a flight plan in for him, and we'll aim him towards Hampton, the right.
American 11. Yeah, I'll talk to these guys over here and see what we can do.
Okay.
And right now he's on the ground in Albany?
No. He's right now southwest of he's airborne about 40 to the south of Albany, primary only.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll talk to him right now. And who's this here?
Dan Buena from Washington, TMU.
Dan, TMU, okay.
All right.
All right, TJ.
All right.
Address weapon, Sergeant Powell.
Hi, Boston Center, TMU. We have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York, and we need you guys to, we need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise, not a test.
Okay, hey, hold on one second, okay?
Yep.
Hey, seriously, be kind. Sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've got an MCC coming in right now to talk to you so you can handle all that.
Thank you.
All right.
Hi, this is Major Deskins.
Hi, Joe Cooper, Boston Center. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards the New York metro area. I'm wondering if you could send someone up there, some F-16s or something,
New
help
York
us out. Maybe
metro.
Out of
okay,
maybe out of Otis.
Do you have a Mode 3 on it?
No.
Do you have a Mode 3
no,
code?
No, it's just a primary target only. We lost the mode C on it. So you'd have to get up in the air and we'd have to vector you towards the aircraft.
Okay, so you'd want to control the intercept because...
We have to, yeah.
You
until,
have to,
until
right.
You guys pick him up on primary radar.
Okay, so you have a general location as to where he is?
We're still tracking him right now.
You're tracking him. Can
yeah.
Can you give me a lat long where you think he is just for RSA?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Looking for aspects
on intercept.
Lat long.
You got it.
You know, worldwide.
Yeah. No. Once we, once he comes into our radar, we'll be taking it. Give me those slides, quick.
4115 north.
Start looking ahead at all your procedures and air spaces and everything. Make sure you know what's going on. No, real world hijack. 40 miles north of Kennedy.
Do you have time to give me any other amplifying information? On it?
Yeah,
like
on battle station.
On board, where it came from.
Boy, notice on battle station.
This is Sandy Rios on Sandy Rios 24/7. What you're listening to is the control towers. 22 years ago today, on that first 9/11, when we were attacked by Islamist terrorists led by Osama bin Laden on our own soil, a dramatic, dramatic event. And I think the thing that strikes me is the courage and the steadiness and the professionalism of the people that we're hearing, whether it's the flight attendants to the people on the phones managing. And now we're getting into the part where they're going to be calling out fighter jets to shoot down the airlines. They're going to get into that next. It's very dramatic, and it's not a story. It's not a Netflix series. It's not an Amazon, you know, original. This is exactly what happened. This is real life, as they say to us on this recording. And so before we go on, though, we couldn't do this without organizations like Preborn. And Preborn was our first sponsor. They believe life is sacred, as I do. And so we're trying to save, if we could, we would have saved the lives of those people on 9/11. That's what that was all about. Everyone was trying to keep them from crashing and trying to save them from that horrible fate, but they couldn't. And we are trying to save babies that are unborn in their mother's womb from the equally terrible fate. Their lives torn apart, their bodies torn apart, their hearts intentionally stopped when they're just fresh life in their mother's wombs. Preborn provides ultrasound to make sure that moms understand. If they make a decision for abortion, that is really a live child. It's their child. If you want to make a way for them to see that and make a better decision, a life-giving decision, go to preborn.com/Sandy. That's preborn.com/Sandy. Now, please stay tuned because we're going to play more of this. And in a few minutes, Bruce will join me and we're going to give our thoughts on what happened on that day and the aftermath in our country. But now, let's listen.
Tower's in.
Approach is on.
Guy Killer.
What is this?
This is Huntress placing Panta 4546 on battle stations. I repeat, battle stations. Time 1241. Authenticate. Hotel Romeo. All parties acknowledged with initials. Command post. Guy Killer. Tower.
JL.
Approach.
Tango Juliet, and you say again the call sign?
Panta, Papa, Alpha, November, Tango Alpha, 4546.
Tango Juliet.
Juliet Papa, all parties are cleared to drop.
I've never seen so much real world stuff happen during the night.
The lat long, we're showing the map. The heading we're showing the map. The lat,
speed. Lat long. 41, right. What was that?
290.
Okay, find this guy. Yeah.
41, and we're putting it in.
1443.
Look for it, right there. Okay, mode 3, 1443, last known. No, this is real world. Okay, we're in the high check.
I got a Z-point.
Sir, last known position that we got out of this guy was right there at the Z-point. He's heading 190 at 29,000 feet. He's heading down. So we're looking for somebody. You know what? Just start hitting up tracks all around that area, that Z-point. Okay, just north of
SDMCC, scramble Otis.
Copy, same mission. MCC, I don't know where I'm scrambling these guys to. I need a direction, destination.
Okay, I'm going to give you the Z-point. It's just north of New York City.
I got this lat long 4115, 7436, or 7346.
Head them in that direction.
Copy that.
What? What was that?
Is that real world?
Real world hijack.
Cool.
Real?
Where is it?
Don't call you.
Boston? Open line. Yeah, Huntress calling in reference to the hijack aircraft.
Yes.
We're checking to get some information from you if we could.
Okay, what do you need?
We need call sign type aircraft.
It's American 11.
American 11.
Type aircraft is a 767.
And number of souls on board, do you know that?
I don't know. Hold on.
Hey, Dan, we got souls on board and all that information?
No, we don't have any of that information.
You don't have any of that?
But
okay.
No, the position's about 40 miles north of Kennedy.
40 miles north of Kennedy?
Right.
Do you have a Mode 3?
No, we don't. He's a primary target only.
Primary target only?
Yep.
Okay, and you don't know where he's coming from or destination?
No idea. He took off out of Boston, originally heading for Los Angeles.
Boston to Los Angeles?
That was his original destination, yeah.
And where are they going now, do you know?
No idea. He's heading towards Kennedy. Looks like his speed is decreasing. I'm not exactly sure where. Nobody really knows.
Are you the controlling agency? Or is
Boston
New York?
Center.
Boston
well,
Center.
Right now we are. He's heading right for New York Center.
And is there any military assistance requested?
Yes, we're actually trying to get F-15s to...
Yes, you do want F-15s out?
Yeah, F-15s out of Otis.
But you don't have any modes or codes on him?
No, right now it's just... No, we don't have any Mode 6.
Is he inbound to JFK?
We don't know.
You don't know where he is at all?
He's being hijacked. The pilot's having a hard time talking to the... I mean, we don't know. We don't know where he's going. He's heading towards Kennedy. He's, like I said, he's like 35 miles north of Kennedy now at 367 knots.
Okay.
No idea where he's going.
If you could please give us a call and let us know, any information, that would be great.
Okay. Right now, I guess we're trying to work on, I guess... There's been some threats in the cockpit.
There's been what? I'm sorry.
We'll call you right back as soon as we know more info.
Thank you.
Okay. Perfect.
You're close up.
How is that?
Fox.
Fox, Bob.
This is Huntress with an active air defense scramble for Panta. 4546, time 1246. Authenticate Delta X-ray. Scramble immediately, Panta 4546, heading 280, flight level 290. Contact Huntress on frequency 228.9, backup 364.2. All parties acknowledged with initials. Command post.
Blake Buehler.
Tower.
JL on the tower.
Approach.
Tango Juliet.
Night Killer.
Charlie Bravo.
All parties are clear to drop. Juliet Papa here.
Hi, sir. Okay, what we're doing, we're trying to locate this guy. We can't find him via IFF. What we're going to do, we're going to hit up every track within a 25-mile radius of this Z-point that we put on the scope. 29,000, heading 190. We're going to try to find this guy. They can't find him. There's not. There's been supposedly there's threats in the cockpit. So we're just doing the thing. true. And probably right now, with what's going on in the cockpit, is probably really crazy. So that probably needs to, that will simmer down and we'll probably get some better information. I have scrambled Otis already for your direction. We're sending them in that general direction. We're sending them right to that Z point, and then we can maneuver them as beam right. We'll work with them. Make sure weapons work with them now. Okay. So if we can find it, we'll intercept it. Did you just you said something hit the World Trade Center or something that reports? No, keep on going with it.
Yeah. Talking with ID, and we had a phone call that came down to us saying that they had a possible hijack out of Boston.
Okay.
And I just flipped around, and we were just we always wanted the news. And a 737 hit the World Trade Center, and I was just curious at the same time if that was the aircraft. Last I knew, they had a primary on it, and the track was not squawking 7,500, but it was
could be
under duress.
Send them to New York City. Still, continue to go.
Sir, hold on.
Okay. Okay. Who's plugged in up there? Plug in.
I have you hold on.
Okay. This is what I got so far.
Okay.
Okay. This is what we.
Need.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we do.
Yes.
This is what I got. You hear that input about possible news that 737 just hit the World Trade Center. This is real world. And we're trying to confirm this. Okay. Continue taking the fighters down to the New York City area, JFK area, as best as you can. Make sure that the FAA clears your route all the way through. Just do what we got to do. Okay? Just press with us. It looks like somebody... looks like this guy could have hit the World Trade Center.
All right, our last actual reported position, if he didn't crash into the World Trade Center, was 20 miles south of JFK. So I want you to take him down into this area, hold as needed. Whatever altitude they need to go for center to make that work is fine with me. That's the area I want him to go and hold, right in that little gap there. All right, this is what we're doing. We're taking him down into this area to hold for now. Whatever altitude center needs for them to do that is fine. But... the weapons team should pass that. The fighters should be talking to center. They're going to pass that through the fighters, exactly what we want them to do. Now.
Okay, now. Foxy?
Yeah. No, no. Because if he's still airborne,
okay, right now.
Half-quick anyway.
If you can, hand the fighters over directly to FAA so they
they're
can
still under FAA control. We're never going to take them.
Just take them all. Just work with them, coordinate with them as best that you can with that. Take them to the area and let them handle that airspace field.
Okay, my aircraft that is covered by the White House is now near the Pentagon. I don't know where the hell they're getting their intel. I said Washington has no clue. When I called Washington about it, they didn't know what the hell was going on.
Okay, United 175, you have them at your 12 o'clock now, 5-10 miles.
Affirmative, we have him. He looks about 29,000, 28,000.
Okay, thank you. United 175, 30 degrees to the right. I want you to keep you away from this traffic.
30 degrees to the right, United 175 heavy.
New York, United 175 heavy.
United 175, go ahead.
We figured we wait to go to your center. We heard a suspicious transmission on our departure out of Boston with someone, someone keyed the mic and said, everyone stay in your seats.
Oh, okay. I'll pass that along over here. Hey, Kingston on 93 line.
Go ahead.
That United 175 just came on my frequency, and he said that they heard a suspicious transmission when they were leaving Boston.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody stay in their seat. That's what they heard as a suspicious transmission. Now, that U.S. Air 583 thought the American, he spotted him, was at 29.
Okay, this is New York Center. We're watching the airplane. He's 15 west of Kennedy now. We had one or two confirmations that he was still at 29. One at 29. One at 31 couldn't see him. I also had conversation with American Airlines, and they've told us that they believe that one of their stewardesses was stabbed and that there are people in the cockpit that have control of the aircraft, and that's all the information they have right now.
Yeah, 175, recycle your transponder, score code of 1470. United 175, New York. United 175, do you read New York? Delta 1489, do you read New York?
Delta 1489, go ahead.
Okay, just wanted to make sure you read New York. United. United 175, do you read New York? 10?
Hello?
Do you see that United 175 anywhere? And do me a favor, you see that target there, the 3321 code at 335 climbing? Don't know who he is, but you got the US Air 583. If you need to descend him down, you can. Nobody, we have a hijack. We have some problems over here right now.
Oh, you do?
Yes. And
okay.
That may be real traffic. Nobody knows. I can't get a hold of the United 175 at all right now. And I don't know where he went to.
All right. Okay, I'll see if I have one.
All right.
Okay.
United 175, New York. US Air 583, go ahead.
Yeah, I get reports on over the radio of a commuter plane hitting the World Trade Center. Is that Nord 076 still in the air?
Don't know, but just stand by. Delta 2433, turn left to a heading of 170 now. I have traffic. I'm not really sure if it's good. Out of 32, might be descending, might be climbing. I'm showing them at 31 right now.
And 170 out of 2433.
United 175, do you read New York?
1 o'clock, 10 miles, turning into your face, descending out of 31.
Delta 2433, can you climb to flight level 330? The traffic looks like he's descended back down to 31 now.
And we can go up.
Okay, climb and maintain flight level 330, Delta 2433.
Climb to 33, Delta 2433.
9.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got some handoffs for you. We got some incidents going over here. Is the Delta 2433 going to be okay at 33? I had to climb up for traffic of United 175 that just took off out of a thing. We might have a hijack over here, two of them.
And Center 583.
So, is Delta 2433 okay coming back?
Yeah, Delta's good at 33.
Okay, mm-hmm. And the Delta 1489 is coming to you also.
Okay, radar.
Delta 1489, contact New York Center now, 134.32.
Delta 1489, 3432.
Delta 2433, thank you for the help. That United just took off, and we're not really sure what he's doing. You thought it was United 767, though.
That's what it looked like.
Thank you, Delta 2433. Flying at 270, join J75, resume on navigation. Thanks for the climb.
Or what you're listening to is what happened at air traffic control on 9/11, 22 years ago, that first attack. And these men and women are just now hearing of it. They have no idea that one plane at this point has hit the Trade Center, second one's getting ready to hit, and others. And the Pentagon has been hit. And I think the thing that strikes me is the professionalism and calm and competence of the men and women that you are hearing as they relay this drama. I've asked Bruce, my husband, to join me. Bruce, as many of you know, is a former FBI agent, and he was with the FBI when this attack occurred. And so, Bruce, first of all, let's just talk about what we just heard.
Well, I concur with you that the professionalism of people, think about this. This situation has never happened before or since where the air traffic control is having to make decisions about, are we going to scramble military aircraft to shoot down commercial airliners because of the potential of them being used as basically missiles to attack places. And they're conferring with the State Department. You can imagine trying to get through the government bureaucracy as to what are we going to do with this. And the life and death decisions that are going to be made for thousands of people in maybe a matter of minutes.
It really is breathtaking, Bruce. And, you know, they keep saying real world. No, this is real world. None of them had ever experienced anything like this.
I thought that was really poignant because you wouldn't believe it was real. Mm-hmm. You know, you probably rehearse these. When you work for these agencies, you go through mock situations on a frequent basis. And they'll usually drop in, this is a drill. This is a drill when you're doing it. But now it's the real thing. And you hear that periodically that they say, this is real world, you know.
You know, I didn't believe it when I heard it either. And I had been in North Korea, which is a long story that I'm actually not going to tell today. But I was in North Korea on 9/11. And we passed over the Tumon River on a bridge, came back to northern Manchuria on 9/12, went to a Chinese restaurant because we were hungry. And the owner of the restaurant, after we got seated, came over and through the interpreter said, do you know what happened? And he proceeded to tell us. And I can tell you right now, Bruce, I didn't believe a word he said. I said, is this man crazy? Is he crazy? And one of our guys, Andy, who was a talk show host from New York City, had a satellite phone. He called his wife. I said, Andy, call your wife. He called his wife, and she confirmed everything this man had said. So none of us believed it at the time. Where were you, Bruce, and what happened in your situation?
Well, as you say, I was working for the FBI. I was assigned to Los Angeles, California at the time. So it was only like 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock. But we were already out working because we had an early shift that day. And I just remember the radio call coming over the radio saying, all units return to home base immediately. And no explanation, no follow-up other than get in here immediately. And I did not have a regular radio in my car, so I couldn't catch any news, and this is before cell phones. So I immediately headed back to our station. I was working in a surveillance group, so we had an undercover place where we were dispatched out of, and we had a television there. And when we walked in, there was a long table with a TV at the end of it, and we're watching the first tower on fire. And it was surreal. And then we watched as the second tower got hit. And that's when something clicked on, I think, inside of all of us that said, this world is changing right in front of our eyes. We might be entering World War III here.
Well, that's exactly what I thought on the other side of the world. I thought, this is war. This is going to be a war, and I'm stranded. My kids are back in the United States. We're in the middle of China. What in the world? Is China going to take our side, or are they going to take the side of whoever attacked? Or are they going to be our enemies? What's going to happen? That's the kind of things that were going through my mind.
Yeah, I can't imagine how vulnerable you felt and how distressed you must have felt because of what you were just saying. Because it was bad enough being in the United States while this is going on, let alone being in a foreign country that is not our friend and may very well, who we didn't even know at that point who's behind this. Who knows?
No, I had no idea, except Middle Eastern.
Did China have part of this? No. We didn't know. You know.
You know, I saw what I saw. I didn't see, of course, until the 12th. And we had a Korean host couple who were from the United States, and they were there to help the refugees from North Korea who were swimming across the Tumon River. And as soon as we came back from North Korea, from the restaurant, we couldn't even eat. We left immediately and went to their apartment building in the dark, I mean pitch dark, and walked up to the top floor, went inside as quickly as we could. There were only six of us. And they turned the television on, and we actually heard it in a different language. I can't remember if it was Korean. I can't remember what the language was. But it was not edited. We saw people jumping from the tower. It was unbelievable, Bruce. And I just remember being on my knees, just rocking back and forth and rocking back and forth. It was amazing.
Yeah, I think that was the image that made me really, really understand what was going on is when we saw the first person leap from the building, because the flames were, it was the choice of being burned alive or jumping off the building. You talk about what an awful choice. And just, you know, the thing that strikes me that day is the bravery of so many people, the first responders, the common people that were working in offices that gathered up people and led them down the stairs, the people who helped people that were injured when they got outside of these buildings.
It was America at its finest.
It really
was.
In
the midst of an attack. There was this, man, we, in retrospect, we look back, like listening to these air traffic controllers, what quality people we had who were equipped for this, and we had the power to fight back at that time. And the world has changed so much. I want to say, Bruce, you, without this, a long story about how you, where you went from L.A., but they sent, I, when I was rocking, was remembering in 2 weeks I am moving to Washington, D.C. To head Concerned Women for America. Will there even be a Congress? Any concern about issues? Will we be in survival mode? All these things racing through my head. So as you know, I ended up being in Tokyo and then in Beijing for, I think it was, I'm not sure, it seems like 10 or 12 days beyond the attack, and flew into a very empty, silent Los Angeles airport, and then made my way home to my children. I was so grateful. And you made your way to D.C. eventually, too. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, well, just to follow up on the L.A. airport, our office was located in Los Angeles, not far from LAX airport, and I would drive past it on my way to work, and there was nobody, hardly, on the 405 expressway, the world's most, I think it's the world's most populated expressway. There weren't 10 cars on it. And I would drive past LAX airport, normally a hub of activity. Nothing was happening. There wasn't a single plane in sight. Obviously, the FAA and the government had grounded all flights. And it was bizarre.
Yeah.
And I was under orders to be transferred from Los Angeles to Chicago with the FBI. And so when, not long after 9/11, I was transferred to Chicago. And immediately upon arriving in Chicago, within 2 weeks, they said, you're going to Washington, D.C. We need people to work on this case, because obviously this was a massive investigation. And we need people that are going to appear before the FISA court to obtain overhear warrants against these terrorist groups.
Yeah. And so that's actually how Bruce and I met, and that's a story for another day. But we were in an apartment building where people from all over the country, military men, FBI, all kinds of people had converged on that city with the one unifying goal, and that was to make sure we were safe and to go after whoever did this. There was such energy. That's the last time I felt that energy in this country.
Yeah, it was an amazing time. I remember coming down to, there was a gym in the bottom of the building that we, unbeknownst to each other, we were both living in. And it was kind of like your stress relief before everyone went to the Pentagon, to the FBI building, to the CIA building, wherever they were assigned, and got on these cases for the day, because it was high stress.
Long hours, almost sometimes no sleep.
Yeah. Because we really did not know what was coming next. Because when you saw something of this magnitude of 9/11, you think, that isn't a one-shot deal.
Right.
There's going to be more. And that's what we were looking for, is when will the next shoe drop? But I wanted to say, backing up, when you say that was America at its greatest, I totally agree with you. And I think of the irony, not to relate it just to today, but I need to, because Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York City at that time. And he was superhuman. He was everywhere. He was with the people. He wasn't sitting in his office. He was down on the ground. And I mean 24/7. This guy was everywhere.
That's why they called him America's mayor.
He was called
because of that.
America's mayor. And I think of what they're doing to him now, it makes me furious. But that's a side issue. But I think we need to remember Rudy Giuliani, really. I don't think anyone could have handled that situation the way he did.
You know, there's another story I want to tell as quickly as I can. So many things changed. When we got attacked on 9/11, we all understood, after we found out who did it, that at least not 100%, but it was people from the Middle East who were our enemies. It was the Muslim Brotherhood specifically, led by Osama bin Laden. Now, I knew nothing about that, Bruce. I think we even actually talked about this. Arab names were foreign to our pronunciation. It was weird. And so the first time, one of the first things that happened to me when I went to take my place at CWA is that Frank Gaffney came in to give me a briefing. And in that briefing, he told me what happened the day of 9/11 in the White House. And he knew that because he was sharing an office with someone, and there was a whole group of Muslim Brotherhood men in full regalia with their scarfed heads in the office next to them. And so they were scheduled, as it turns out, to meet with President Bush on that day. The Republicans, Karl Rove's idea was to, just as the Democrats had the Jewish, most Jewish Americans, they thought, well, here's an untapped population. We need to woo the Muslim Americans. And so they had invited these people in, unbeknownst to them. And so the Muslim Brotherhood gentlemen could not go to the White House because of the circumstances. So they came back to this office where Frank was, and they were able to hear what was said at that table. And at that table, these four or five or six leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood laid out the strategy about how they would, you know, sort of how they would turn things to create the notion of Islamophobia and being the victim. And all of this was being discussed. And shortly after 9/11, as you and I both know, Bruce, well, first of all, they discovered this basement near Washington in Virginia that had a treasure trove of information about the Muslim Brotherhood. And one of the things...
Yeah, an FBI investigation found that.
Yes.
Found that place.
And one of the statements, I'll just pull one, was, "We will destroy their miserable house from within." Well, at the time, that sounded ridiculous. But since that time, the Muslim Brotherhood managed to bend the minds of Americans so that they could not be angry with Muslims anymore, because that was Islamophobic. Schools began to teach about Islam, and we began to propagandize our own population so that we lost our will, really, and our understanding of the dangers.
I agree with you. It was a brilliant move by these Islamic organizations to minimize their role in this. They turned it into, these bombers were people that had bastardized
Islam.
They were not really representatives of Islam, and that Islam was a peaceful religion. That was what they came out with. It is a peaceful religion. We had nothing to do with this. We would have no ties to people like this. And then the second part of it is, like you say, there was a concerted effort, and it was successful, to turn any kind of finger-pointing
or reaction or anger
towards you are Islamophobic.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm a cop. I look at evidence. My evidence was everyone involved in this plot was Islamic, and they were a terrorist.
Part of the Muslim Brotherhood.
And that's what they are. And don't tell me that they're not part of us. You know, you have to, just because you say someone doesn't belong to you doesn't mean they don't belong to you.
Yeah.
These guys were saying their prayers and things. I wouldn't say they were strict in observing all the Muslim...
The ones that drove the planes.
Yeah, the bombers. But don't tell me they're not Islamic. And that was what we were being told, is that this had nothing to do with Islam, that Islam was not behind this idea that they had to overtake America. And we know when you read verses of the Quran, it's all about domination. Yeah. And it doesn't exclude us.
Kill or conquer. And one more thing, in the, from our perspective in America, with that FBI find in that basement, there from that came what was called the explanatory memorandum. And we have it in their own words. In their own words, we are going to infiltrate and we're going to destroy their miserable house from within. Well, Bruce, you and I could talk on and on because our whole lives kind of pivot from that point. That's when we met. And that's when I was leading that organization in D.C., and that's when you, the FBI, turned into something you didn't recognize. Yeah. That was the pivot point. So we could go on, and maybe we'll have to have a follow-up conversation. But for today, we just felt it was very important that you listen to this tower interaction because it takes you back. And if you weren't alive then, it helps you to understand how things developed.
Let me tell you, when you get a chance, read stories of firemen that are survivors that went up inside those towers, and you read the stories about what you, hundreds of firemen died that day.
Yes.
I mean, they went up into those towers. You have to remember, there is a aircraft stuck into the side of those towers in both of them, flames everywhere, and these firemen are going into these towers. That, to me, you talk about guts.
Absolutely.
You talk about loving your country,
absolutely,
loving people.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us talk a good game, but boy, they played a good game that day. I mean, they really were heroes.
And one last thing, Bruce. I think when something like this happens, you don't, some people may ask where God was because that's their understanding of God, that he's supposed to be loving. He is loving, but loving to the point of protecting us from everything, but that's not accurate. That's not who God is. But God did not waste himself. He never wastes trouble. Remember that great cross that was found in the rubble, that cross-like structure that they raised up in the middle of all of it? Remember people praying on their... I remember seeing people sitting on the stoops praying, and I remember, as I've said before, being in Beijing watching CNN and seeing the anchor with a pastor sitting next to him, asking that pastor to pray. It was stunning. And I would like to make the point that I honestly think God was giving America a chance. It was a reckoning. It was a hint of what could come if we didn't sort things out. And for about 7 days, maybe 14, we did a turn. People were turning, beginning to think differently. And then we settled in the same thing again. And like the dog returns to its vomit, I think that's exactly what happened. And I want to say thanks, of course, to our sponsors, Christian Healthcare Ministries and Preborn. Both of them so valuable in what they offer to you and to our country. And you can reach Christian Health Ministries at chministries.org/Sandy. And of course, you can give your most generous donation to preborn.com/Sandy. Now I'm going to do something unusual, because personally, I think the audio of what happened in that tower is so compelling. I'm going to play the whole thing. Some of you won't be able to stay for it. I understand that. But some of you will want to listen to the entire thing. And so here it is. This is the control tower on 9/11, 22 years ago, when the strike happened. Let's go back and listen.
Check with your arms. Do you know if anyone down there has done any coordination to scramble fighter type airplanes?
Do you still think they're happening in the area?
No, we have several situations going on here. It's escalating big time. And we need to get the military involved with this.
Wow, what's going on?
Just get me somebody who has the authority to get military in here now.
All right. I'll go tell them.
Hey, Joe, you see 3321 code just southwest of Newark by about 15, 18, 20 miles? 15,000 descending?
Looking, hold on. Southwest of Newark by about 15, 20? I don't see anything.
Hey, we're tracking him. Made a hard left turn. He's descending pretty rapidly. And especially what just happened in there.
I got somebody who keeps cussing, but it looks like he's going into one of the small amp points down there.
Wait a second. No, this guy's a big boy. This guy's a big boy because he's leaving some big contrails. I'm trying to bring him up here and get you.
Okay,
there he is right there. Hold on. West of Newark.
I'm just out of 9,500, 9,000 now.
Do you know who he is?
We don't know who he is. We're just picking him up now.
All right, heads up, man. It looks like another one.
All right.
Hey, can you look out your window right now?
Yeah.
Can you see a guy at about 4,000 feet, about 5 east of your airport right now? Looks like he's...
Yeah, I see him.
You see a guy, look, is he descending for the building also?
He's descending really quick, too, yeah.
Well, that's...
2,500 feet now. He just dropped 800 feet in like one sweep.
That's another situation. What kind of airplane is that? Can you guys tell?
I don't know. I'll read it out in a minute. Another one just hit the building.
Wow.
Another one just hit it hard.
Another one just hit the World Trade.
The whole building just came apart.
Oh, holy smokes. All right, I guess you guys can be busy.
Okay. There was an end?
I think an airplane just plowed into the city.
They did. The World Trade Center hit the top of the
building. Another one. We just saw another one do it.
Another one?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's two. One just hit an hour ago.
Yeah, one just a moment ago.
No shit.
Hey, Tommy, you still there?
Yes, I am, Terry.
Tommy, I'm going to reconfirm with downstairs, as far as the tape, but Bobby Jones seemed to think that the guy said that we have planes. Now, I don't know if it was because it was the accent or if there's more than one, but I'm gonna reconfirm that for you, and I'll get back to you real quick, okay?
Appreciate it.
Yes, what? Planes, as in plural. Tommy, it sounds like we're talking in New York, but there's another one aimed at the World Trade Center.
There's another aircraft?
The second one just hit the Trade Center.
Okay. Yeah, we got to alert the military real quick on this.
Another airplane just crashed in the other tower.
Do we know what type, Terry?
No, we just got that report from New York Center.
All right, we're standing by.
Tommy, we're going to stop everybody. We're going to shut Boston down. I suggest the same elsewhere.
You're going to do what, Terry?
We're shutting the airplanes down. We're not letting anyone go right now.
Okay. That's a good move. We're waiting to hear from security.
Tommy, Terry, it's confirmed on that tape that they said we have planes. We're going to stop everybody. We're going to shut Boston down. I suggest the same elsewhere.
You're going to do what?
We're shutting the airplanes down. We're not letting anyone go right now.
Okay. That's a good move.
We're putting a ground stop on everything. There's a second plane that just hit the World Trade Center.
Stop all departures out of the center, please.
So, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Terry, go ahead.
Is there a way or to try to get messages to the airborne aircraft for increased security for the cockpit or something, the ACARS or something?
Have anybody else up there that can...
But we've got internationals that are coming to Kennedy, and we're trying to talk to them, but we don't want to scare anybody, but we want the... we're talking about possibly making some transmissions on frequencies for these guys coming overseas to just, increase the security for cockpit operations.
Yeah, Terry, we're getting a lot of traffic on this bridge. I copied that. Let's keep doing that. Contact the command center, the ATA rep. See if we can get the airline company operations to contact their aircraft. I'd recommend maybe possibility of the stuff coming in from overseas, Bangor as an alternate site, but leave that up to them.
No, we'll leave it up to them, but we're also going to let them know to increase security for cockpit access.
All right, that sounds like a good plan.
L-2431, we have a message for you to heighten your cockpit security due to some activity this morning.
Okay, and that is from company?
Negative. It's a general advisory to all aircraft. This morning an aircraft hit the World Trade Center and has been hijacked. And we're receiving reports that there may have been a second one.
Okay, thank you very much. Was it a domestic carrier that was hijacked?
It was an American Airlines aircraft.
Okay, thank you. Boston, good morning. Yes, 1168, checking in 280.
Yes, 1168, Boston Center, good morning. Did you copy advisory to heighten your cockpit security, cockpit awareness?
Negative, sir. See you again.
Yes, 1168, all FAA facilities are advising all air carriers to heighten their cockpit awareness. There has been at least one hijack this morning and possibly two.
Okay, USS 1168, roger, we copy. And just confirm that was an airliner that crashed into the World Trade Center?
That's what we understand. The possibility of two.
Okay, thank you, sir. Good morning.
I said 2047, have you copied this?
Yes, sir, what is it? Thank you. Boston Center, good morning. Since Southwest 1029, level 320, climbing to 350, we copy all the reports.
Southwest 1029, I'll check.
Command Center East.
Boston, listen, both of these aircraft departed Boston, both were 76s, both heading to L.A., and I'm looking out on the TSD, and I think that all departures out of Boston should have heightened cockpit security. Is there any way you can bring up every center in the country and relay that message so that they can tell the aircraft that are out there flying right now to increase the cockpit security vigilant on this day?
I'll get the message out.
Thank you very much.
Hunter, could I answer your line? Yes, sir, go ahead. What time, sir? Copy, Alter. Thank you.
They have a second possible hijack.
United 175? 175. What is it? United 175 is the other aircraft. Mode 3, 3321. Who were you talking to?
I was talking to New York.
Okay, Foxy.
This is what I foresee that we probably need to do. We need to talk to FAA. We need to tell them if this stuff's going to keep on going, we need to take those fighters, put them over Manhattan. Okay?
Sir.
That's the best thing. That's the best play right now. So coordinate with the FAA. Tell them if there's more out there, which we don't know, let's get them over Manhattan. At least we've got some kind of play. Okay, this is what I got going. Tell Foxy to scramble Langley, send them in the same location. Battle stations or scramble? Battle stations only, Langley. Okay, this is, who's up there?
Langley.
Okay, you're listening? What I told the FD so far, we need to get those fighters screwed over Manhattan because we don't know how many guys are out of bar. Could be 3-2, could be more. I don't know, just in case. Not down in Whiskey 105 where FAA wants to hold. We need to be more careful.
Yes, it is.
And stick them, you know, freaking...
On battle station,
we're working
on the
McGuire,
the whole area. Yeah. Authenticate.
So this is,
Victor.
Langley's okay.
That is quit. 2526 on battle
yeah,
station.
Yeah, well, we can't. They're in the FAA airspace. Well, we can.
Langley.
Yeah, they're ours. Yeah, they're mine. Okay.
Huntress placing quit 2526 on battle station. Time 1310. Authenticate Charlie Victor. That is quit 2526 on battle stations. All parties acknowledged with initials. Command post. Langley. Tower. All right, how about command post? ODC. Say again. No, the female. Who is that?
Is medical approach needed?
No, you can clear to drop. Giant Caleri, clear to drop. Now you're clear to drop.
American 77, Indy.
Indianapolis, good morning, Air Canada 579 with you, 350 for 390.
Air Canada 579, Indy Center, roger. American 77, Indy. American 77, American Indy. American 77, American, in your radio check. How do you read? American 77, American, radio check. How do you read?
This is Caicos.
This is Henderson, American 77. I don't know what happened to him. I'm trying to
read
him.
You want for serving 937.
Looks like he took a turn to the south, and now I'm I don't know what altitude he's at or what he's doing. Last night he was just heading towards Falmouth at 35.
Well, just let me know.
Okay, I'll try to get a hold of him. Thanks. American 1023, contact Indy Center on 123.77. Good day.
2377, American 1023, good day.
USR 1751, descend and maintain 5350.
1751, descend to 350.
Number 489, Quebec Sierra, clear direct Spartansburg.
Clear direct Spartansburg, 489, Quebec Sierra.
American 77, Indy radio check. How do you read?
FlexJet
423, negative. American 77, Indy Center, how do you read? American 77, Indy radio check, how do you read? US Air 1751, contact Indy Center on 134.22, good day.
1751-3422.
Number 489, Quebec Sierra, contact Indy Center on 134.22, good day.
3422-9, Quebec Sierra, good day.
US Air 12, Christian, US Air 217, clear direct Holston Mountain.
Direct Holston Mountain, US Air 217. Coast.
This is Henderson. Still haven't got American 77. Last he was at 35 going to Falmouth, so I don't know where he is out there anywhere yet. So I'm still trying to get a hold of him. We contact the company.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. FlexJet 2, Christian, FlexJet 423, contact Indy Center on 134.22. Good day.
Charleston
459,
Cleveland. Charleston 59, Morgantown.
American 77, Indy.
Center, American 2493.
American 2493, go ahead.
Yeah, we sent a message to dispatch to have him come up on 2027. Is that what you want him to do?
Yeah, we had him on the west side of our airspace, and he went into coast, and don't have a track on him, and now he's not talking to me, so we don't know exactly what happened to him. We're trying to get a hold of him. We also contacted your company, so thanks for the help.
All right.
American Dispatch, Jim McConnell.
This is Indianapolis Center. I'm trying to get a hold of American 77.
Indy, hang on 1 second, please.
What?
Hang on 1 second, sir.
All right.
Who are you trying to get a hold of?
American 77.
Okay.
On frequency 120.27.
120.27.
We were talking to him, and all of a sudden it's just,
Okay. All right, we'll get a hold for you.
All right.
Thank you.
American Dispatch.
Yeah, this is Indianapolis Center. We, have to talk to the same guy about American 77.
Yeah. I so called him, but I didn't get a reply back from him.
We lost track control of the guys in coast track, so we don't really know where his target is, and we can't get a hold of him. You guys tried him and no response?
No response.
Lost radar, lost.
Yeah, we had no radar contact and no communications with him. So if you guys could try him again.
We're doing it.
All right, thanks a lot.
We're doing it. Thank you.
American
American Dispatch, Jim McDonnell.
Indianapolis Center, did you get a hold of American 77 by chance?
No, sir, but we have an unconfirmed report that the second airplane hit the World Trade Center. And it's
Rock 70, say again?
You know, we lost American 11 through hijacking. You know, American was a Boston-Los Angeles flight.
It was, all right, I can't hear what you're saying there. You said American 11?
Yes, we were hijacked. Which is a Boston LA flight, and 77 is a Dulles LA flight, and we have an unconfirmed report a second airplane just flew into the World Trade Center.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Are you able to confirm anything within your airline to us?
No, unfortunately.
How about, can you tell me if we know for sure it was American 11 that went into the Trade Center?
We think that's who it was.
Okay.
And we're missing another flight also.
What flight are you missing?
77.
And when was the last time you knew for sure something about him?
He was in, wait a minute. Well, there's, I don't know how he got up there, but
there's
they think 77 is up there also.
Okay.
He's out of Dulles.
Okay, and?
Dulles, L.A., and they both apparently have been hijacked, and 11, we're pretty sure, is in there, and 77, we were talking to him, according to Indianapolis Center, about 45 minutes ago, and in Indy Center, and I don't know how he got back to the Trade Center. I have no idea if that happened.
Okay, it may not have. We have another call sign. Of course, we don't know for sure any of these call signs right now, but if we find that it's your aircraft, we'll certainly give you a call.
Okay, so you have two airplanes in the Trade Center?
Yes.
And you don't know who either one of them are for sure?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
If all I did, I would share it with you.
Okay, thanks. So.
All right, bye, Bill.
FAA. FAA Tactical Net back to Boston, FBI.
Your head FBI is on.
Okay, we have two reports, preliminary information, believed to be American Airlines Flight 77 and Flight 11, collided with World Trade Center. Also a preliminary report, United Airlines Flight 175, off radar. No further information.
Okay, so that's American 77 and United 175?
That's correct.
Do we have their airport of origin on both of those?
Okay, back to FBI. It's American Flight 77. Second flight is 11. Those are the two aircraft believed to be involved with World Trade Center. Route is reported as Dulles to Los Angeles for 77. Boston to Los Angeles for 11. United Airlines is not believed to be involved in World Trade Center at this time.
Okay, so it's American 77 and American 11?
That's correct.
American 11 was Boston to L.A.?
That's the report I've got.
Okay, and the other one was Dulles to L.A.?
Dulles to L.A.X.
I've got two flights here now. The second one's American Airlines 77.
Okay, so it's 77 and 11.
Dulles,
that's affirmative.
L.A.
The other report was regarding United 175. We had a report that it was off the radar.
The United Airlines was not involved.
Okay, is that, where was that United 175 from?
FAA Washington operation.
We're getting conflicting reports on that FBI, on the 175.
Where did it go off radar?
United 170.
Stand by, please, back to FBI. I've got a report from Eastern, FAA Eastern Region air traffic that have dropped off radar over Indiana.
And it's not United 175?
Andy. Hey, Andy, this is Pat's Command Center. Need you to tell me anything and everything you can about American 77, where he is, and if you have radar or not.
Well, okay, I'm listening to my ops manager talk to Washington.
I'm sorry?
We were talking to him in the vicinity of Henderson.
Henderson? What's Henderson?
Hang on a second. Okay. I guess we were talking to him in the vicinity of Henderson, HNN. We lost communications and radar with him. Hang on a minute. I'm going to have the ops manager tell you the story.
Hello, Command Center?
Yes, sir.
This is John Thomas, Ops Manager. I think we need to let everybody know this right away if they don't already. American 77 was over, was just west of Charleston, West Virginia, flight level 350. It's a heavy Boeing 752 and disappeared off our radar scope about 1256Z along with lost frequency. We were treating it as a loss, started to do some procedures to notify search and rescue and whatnot. When American Airlines told us they'd had some aircraft or an aircraft hijacked, we now believe that aircraft may have been hijacked, although no one has, you know, we have nothing to verify that. What with the World Trade Center, we could have another loose aircraft out there somewhere.
Okay, well, at the time of loss, what altitude was he at?
Flight level 350.
And he just lost primary also?
Lost no primary or that we could see. Of course, wouldn't necessarily be able to pick up a primary there anyway. But
okay, and I'm assuming then that you're doing what you can to do a primary retrack on him, if you can do that from
yes.
the
Yes, sure.
And then, so 1256 Zulu, we lost comm and radar. Any ELT?
No ELTs.
Okay. Any more information you get, I appreciate it, and I'll forward this immediately up to the NOM and everybody that's standing up there.
Thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
Gopher 06, traffic is 11 o'clock and 5 miles northbound, fast moving, type and altitude unknown. Are you have the traffic? Do you know what kind it is? Can you see?
Looks like a 757, sir.
A 757. Can you estimate his altitude?
Looks like he's at no altitude right now, sir.
Go for 86. Thank you.
That traffic for Gopher 06 is still in a descent now, and looks like he's rolled out northeastbound.
All right. Thank you. Go for 86, climb and maintain.
You got a military?
Yeah, stand by. Go for 86, turn right and follow the traffic, please. Go for 86, turn right, hitting 080. We're going to vector for the traffic.
Okay, 080, go for 06. It's
cool. Dallas, I'm keeping the Gopher 86, 06 with me for a while. Gopher 06, guys.
Yes, sir. That aircraft is down. He's in our 12 o'clock position. Looks like it's just to the northwest of the airfield at this time, sir.
Gopher 86, thank you. Descend and maintain 2,000.
Okay, we're down to 2,000. And this is Gopher 06. It looks like that aircraft crashed into the Pentagon, sir.
Gopher 86. Gopher 06, thank you. Gopher 06, you can maintain 3,000 and turn left heading 270.
Okay, left turn to 270, Gopher 06. Any chance we can circle around the Pentagon, sir, on our 270 turn?
Gopher 06, approved as requested.
Gopher 06.
Gopher 06, okay, they're asking if you would go ahead and move away now towards the west, 270 heading and 2,000 for now.
Roger. We're climbing to 3,000, sir, and looks like that aircraft is impacted at the west side of the Pentagon.
All right, thank you.
Military Boston Center, just had a report that American 11 is still in the air and it's on its way towards, heading towards Washington.
Okay, American 11 is still in the air?
There was only another aircraft that hit the tower. That's the latest report we have.
Okay.
I'm going to try to confirm an ID for you, but I would assume he's somewhere over either New Jersey or somewhere further south.
Okay, so American 11 isn't a hijack at all then, right?
No, he is a hijack.
American 11 is a hijack.
Yes.
And he's going into Washington?
This could be a third aircraft.
Okay.
third aircraft hijack heading towards Washington. No.
Okay, American Airlines is still airborne. 11, the first guy, he's heading towards Washington. Okay, I think we need to scramble Langley right now, and I'm gonna take the fighters from Otis and try to chase this guy down if I can find him. Yeah. You sure?
Yeah, MCC.
Okay. He's heading towards Langley, or I should say Washington. American 11, the original guy, he's still airborne. We're still getting a... We're getting a position.
Got, like,
got a position?
A couple of hijacks on the go, real world. Gotta go.
All right, they are.
Okay. Foxy, scramble Langley, head him towards the Washington area.
Roger that.
Could be American.
Hold on a second.
We're trying to get a code on this guy right now. We do have a tail number. It's a. What was the tail number? November 334 Alpha Alpha. If we can find him, we're trying to get position on this guy. So then we'll run him. Yep. Okay. Bye.
Okay.
Okay, right now what we're running with out there is 2x0x2x gun for Langley. Two tanks. Okay, also, we have the Panta, 4.5, 4.6, 0x2x2x gun, 3 tanks.
Get into a tail chase on this American.
Let me give you another hit.
Heading towards Washington.
3 tanks, affirmative. Plus I have more aircraft available to me if I need it from the software. Okay, also, I have a tanker, main 8.5. Okay, got tanker. I have additional tankers out of McGuire, KC-10s, team call sign. I'm not sure on the numbers. 2-2 and 2-3, two KC-10s. I'm sticking them in Whiskey 107. Yeah, and did you get the word that Langley got scrambled?
Go ahead, sir.
Yes.
Okay,
we couldn't
find a position on the airplane.
We just got scrambled about 2 minutes ago. No, that's... Okay.
FO says forget the tail chase. Even though we couldn't plan it.
Yeah, great. That's great.
Hi, this is Huntress calling. I was told to give you a buzz for our mission crew commander. Any information? I guess 3 aircraft out of Boston are missing, and apparently 2 of them have hit the World Trade Center, and 1 is en route to Washington. Did you get that information? Yeah. American 11 is not the aircraft that crashed. It is still airborne. Did you get that information? That's what we just found out. We don't know where it is, though. It's headed towards Washington was the last known information.
Washington better get on the loop.
Right. And I don't know, but somebody's got to get the president going. This is not good.
You better start looking for this guy.
We just went up. I'm not going to say too much right now, but I want to give you a heads up. Do you have any information, though, where American 11 is or anything?
See, this guy, Boston is the only one giving us any kind of decent freaking input.
Just want to say one more thing to you. Washington, I don't know if they don't think this is serious or not, but they are not, unless they hear from, like, the centers. If you could give them a heads up and let them know that this is Washington Center, they're not really, not at all. Okay, sir?
We've got to get a point out on that American Airlines.
We got it on Langley, scrambled.
Boston's calling Washington right now.
I don't know if he's on him yet.
Well, vice versa. I just talked to them.
And I'd have the president airborne, wherever. What's up?
Boston has no clue where they are, and he's going to let Washington Center know that this is very serious.
Good.
Because nobody's that serious in there. So.
Hey.
This American Airlines. That's what I'm getting.
I get our lat long. Anybody good at math? Take our last lat long, and they were doing 290 knots.
Did you get the third?
Headed towards Washington. The V-point. That was the American Airlines one. No, our first V-point, yeah. That was the American Airlines. That was our lat long on him. Them up there.
Open line. Huntress ID, unsecure line.
Huntress ID, this is Washington Center, the operations manager.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, I guess you had called here a couple times. You never talked to me, but if there's anything you need or anything I can help you with, let me know what it is right now, please.
Okay, do you want me to let you know what we have going on, sir?
I would, yes. Well,
okay.
I have a pretty good idea, but yes.
Okay, the three aircraft missing out of Boston. I just spoke with Boston, and they said that they're not sure of the third aircraft call sign, but they do have two. One of them is United 175.
Uh-huh.
The other one is American 11.
Right.
They thought that the American 11 was the aircraft that crashed into the World Trade Center with the United 175. However, American 11 is not the aircraft that crashed. He said the pilot on American 11 was talking to him, having a rough time telling him what's going on. There was threats in the cockpit being made. This was the initial hijack information that we got, American 11 to 767 from Boston to Los Angeles. Proposed route, he was headed towards JFK at the time that they lost contact, but that was not the aircraft headed into the World Trade Center that hit it.
Okay.
That's what Boston's saying. The last known, and I'm not sure where we heard it through the grapevine, people calling, is that American 11 was headed towards Washington,
that
and that's the only thing.
Was headed toward where?
Washington.
Okay.
So, your AOR, and I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Okay. Go ahead.
The last known lat long that we had, primary target only, was 4038 North, 07403 West, on American 11.
Okay.
But again, remember, nothing has been confirmed as far as which aircraft have hit the World Trade Center, but the other one we have is information headed towards Washington.
Okay. Let me tell you this. We're also lost American 77.
American 77? Where was he proposed to head, sir?
Excuse me?
Where was he proposed to head, sir?
Okay. He was going to L.A. also.
He was also going to L.A.
Now,
from where, sir?
I think he was from Boston also.
Boston
now,
to LA.
Now, let me tell you this story here. In the Indianapolis Center was working this guy.
What guy?
American 77.
Okay.
At flight level 350. However, they lost radar with him. They lost contact with him. They lost everything, and they don't have any idea where he is or what happened. So what we've done at the surrounding centers here is to tell everyone to look out for limited codes, primary targets, or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
And that was the last time. That was about 15 minutes ago since I talked to the Indianapolis Center operations manager.
Do you have a type aircraft, sir?
That was a 767, I believe.
767.
Okay. And so I don't call Indianapolis.
American.
Somebody else is talking. I'm sorry. I can't hear you in the background.
Correct. All I need is the lat long last known position of the 767.
Well, I don't know. That was Boston. That was Indy Center. But they said somewhere, the last time I talked to them, they said it was east of York. And I don't even know what state that is.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm going to go ahead and just give them a call.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Huntress ID is coming around. Can I help you?
Latest report, aircraft VFR 6 miles southeast of the White House.
6 miles southeast of the White House?
Yep. East. He's moving away.
Southeast of the White House?
The aircraft is moving away.
Moving away from the White House?
Yeah.
Okay, but what, he was a DVFR?
We just know it's a VFR aircraft. We're not sure who it is. If you want to hold on a second.
Okay, copy.
There are people down there looking.
Okay, copy.
Where was that position? Six southwest. Six southwest of the White House, deviating away.
Deviating away. You don't have a type aircraft, so you don't know who he is.
Nothing. We're in Boston, so I have no clue. Hopefully someone in Washington would have a better information for you.
Okay.
Is this a good number to keep calling?
Yeah, this is a great number to keep calling.
Okay, all right.
Washington, okay, so it's 6 miles. You guys have a primary target only?
We just had a telecom. We don't have any target at all up here. We're just on a telecom. We just heard that. I wanted to make sure you got that information.
Okay, can you do me a favor and go ahead and fill Washington on this?
I'll try to give him a call. I don't have a number for you.
Okay, I'll give you a good number then. Washington's number is 9.
What is it?
Okay, their number DSN is...
And what was New York's?
New York's number that we've got for them is...
you don't have a DSN?
No, I don't have a DSN for New York. We have shot line.
Okay, I have that already.
Okay.
We do have a DSN.
Do you have an update on the DVFR, sir? That was 6 miles
off. No information on it at all. You'd be better talking with Washington.
Or a deviating.
I'm sorry, sir, it's a deviating aircraft or it's a DVFR?
Okay, that's what you have?
No, sir, on the one that was 6 miles southeast of the White House?
Yes, southwest.
Southwest?
Yes, southwest.
Okay, southwest of the White House. Was he a DVFR? Or you don't have any codes on him, but was he an actual deviating aircraft?
Well, I guess they believe now he might have been a deviating aircraft.
You believe that he's a deviating aircraft?
Yeah.
Okay, copy.
Get more out of Washington than what's
today. Okay, copy.
Okay?
Copy.
Just passing information.
Okay.
Washington.
Huntress, Boston just called us. They said that they had information about some aircraft that was 6 miles southwest of the White House that appeared to be deviating. Boston called and said that I'd have to get the information from you on it. They don't have a call sign for the aircraft. They don't have any codes for the aircraft. They just know that there's one that's 6 miles southwest of the White House.
Okay, well, Boston's airspace doesn't even come close to that. I don't know how they got that information, but we don't... Hey. Okay, we don't know anything about that.
Okay, you don't know anything about that.
No, we do not. And it's probably just a rumor, but if you might want to call National or Andrews, somebody like that, and find out. But we don't know anything about that.
Copy, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The White House. Get your fighters a super coffee.
I came from Boston.
Well, we're going to turn and burn and crank
it's
it up.
My
All right, here we go.
Aircraft,
this is what we're going to do here.
Miles east of the White House right now.
The Monster Marsh.
Okay. He's
what happened?
From FAA.
Is that airline right now?
Run him.
Team 2-1, you want us to relay?
Authorizing FAA right now? You want to authorize it?
I can't get through. Yeah, we're hearing him loud and clear.
What are we doing?
We're going direct east. No, yeah.
FAA
right now.
Okay. We're fucking super to get there. You need to be. I don't care how many windows you break.
Finally, I'm with you.
Yes, sir.
386.
Why'd they go out there?
Because the guy pulled out of
there. God damn it. Okay. Just push him back.
Langley Command Post.
Snapple down.
Hi, this is Huntress with an active air defense scramble for quit 25 and 26. I repeat, an active air defense scramble for quit 25, 26. Scramble immediately. Time 1324. Authenticate Bravo X-ray. Scramble on a heading of 010. Flight level 290. Contact Huntress on frequency 234.6. At backup 364.2. Do all parties acknowledge with initials? Langley Command Post.
Langley Command Post.
Heading 010. Primary 234.6. Yes. 234.2.
Okay, no proposed copy.
My giant killer copy.
All
right, Command Post, if you have any questions, just give me a call on the landline.
Okay.
Richmond Unsecure Line, how may I help you?
Collins Coggins, Boston Center Military.
Yes, sir.
Third aircraft, Delta 1989.
Okay, give me Delta 1989. Okay, type aircraft.
Type aircraft?
Yes, sir.
Code, can I give you a code?
Yes, give you the code.
1304, presently what? Due south of Cleveland.
Okay, presently due south of Cleveland.
Heading westbound, destination Las Vegas.
Heading westbound, destination Las Vegas.
And is this going to hijack, sir?
We believe it is.
You believe it is?
Are they going to squawk hijack?
I don't know. I don't know. It's a squawking 1304 now if you want to try to track him up.
Okay. I'm type aircraft is what, sir?
Yeah. Can you type aircraft on that Delta? Delta 1989. I think he's on there. 767.
767. And
altitude?
Yes, please.
350.
350. Okay, copy that.
And where did he take off out of, sir?
Took off out of Boston.
Boston?
Yeah,
okay.
We'll try to get you a tail number on that if you want to get someone up there.
All right,
okay.
Copy that. Do you have any chance to know souls on board?
No, we don't have that information.
You don't have any of that.
There
you
is.
Copy
that.
Delta. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Do you want me to
read
it? I'm going to make
bye.
A suggestion.
We're going to try to get your tail number.
Okay,
okay?
Thanks.
All right,
bye.
Hey, you got a Delta.
Andy Center.
Indianapolis, Hempstead, reference Delta 89. Do you know information about that aircraft? I wanted to give you a heads up. This is another hijack aircraft.
Uh-huh.
Boston to Las Vegas. He's on a mode 3 of 1304. We do have contacts via...
And what was the number again, Delta?
Delta 89. It's a 767 out of Boston heading
uh-huh.
to Vegas, and he's on a mode 3 of 1304. I have an exact lat long if you need it.
Go ahead.
Lat long.
Okay, Delta 89, quick.
4121 north.
Uh-huh.
08215 west.
Okay.
And just to give you a heads up, that's all we have right now, but he is confirmed hijacked.
Okay, we're not showing him in our system at this point. You are tracking him, you say?
We have him on the radar, sir, but he is headed your way.
He is headed our way.
Delta 89.
Okay. Off Boston to LAS, right?
LAX.
LAX?
I've got Vegas, sir, whatever Vegas is.
Oh, LAS, okay. Las Vegas. Okay, because we're not showing him in the system anywhere.
Okay, he's on a... Do you have, like, mode 3 capability or anything?
He's on a 1304 code?
Correct.
Okay, we'll bring that up.
All right, sir.
Okay, thanks.
We got the loop on?
TMA Military Dickman?
Cleveland Center, Hunter's ID. We are obviously having a pretty bad situation going on with aircraft. I wanted to give you a heads up.
Did they get into the bot? Hold on, please. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so you don't know who's the one. What's the third one, the third aircraft? You guys don't know who?
We believed it was Delta 1989. However, when we asked him to respond to any cars to land to Cleveland, he said he would. So, therefore, I don't know if...
And that's the one by
I don't know if he's a hijacker or not. I really don't know.
Okay, well...
I can't confirm that he is.
Okay, do you remember when we were talking about the aircraft by... Do you guys have any idea who that aircraft was by
the White House?
Yeah.
We had thought for some reason to believe it was American 11. I don't know if we heard that from somebody else that they had a visual on them that was American Airlines or what. We just don't know. So we don't know which aircraft that was. So we have three call signs. We don't know where the third call sign is yet. So we have two aircraft in the towers and one in the Pentagon, and we don't know what that third call sign was.
You don't know what the third call sign was?
No, we originally thought Delta 1989 was it, but now we have a third aircraft. That means there's possibly four aircraft. Are you still tracking Delta 1989?
Yes, sir, we still are.
Is he descending into Cleveland?
Right now, no. He's at 28,000 feet, 396 knots, still squawking his code.
Still squawking with
Yeah, it looks like he's by Toledo.
By Toledo, so it doesn't look like he's landing.
No.
Okay.
Now he's at 27,000 feet.
He's at 27?
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
Sir?
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Where would he be right now if he was going to be landed in Cleveland? Would he be descended?
He would be descended now.
He would be descended and speed would be slowing.
Speed would be slowing.
Well, it looks like he's not going to go there.
It doesn't look like he's going to Cleveland.
Nope. Okay.
Tight.
Yep.
We got, here's the deal. The one that suffered the super
hijack landing at Cleveland.
They just did a quick turn. You got no weapons. They just go around straight around up to the range. They blew all their load. I know, but we got two. They're loitering, and we're going to send them down to do an investigation. Two from Selfridge are airborne already. I got two more from Toledo. That special track's over the, what do you call it, over the lake right now. So what are we going to do with it if it is it? What are we going to do? I got to give my guys direction.
Hey, reference at Delta 1989.
Yes.
Cleveland talked to them. They talked to the pilot. He's not declaring emergency, but they're going ahead. I'm hijacked. They're going to go ahead and land him at Cleveland for precautionary measures.
He's not a hijack?
No.
Andy Center.
Hi, Hunter's ID calling. Wanted to give you a heads up on the Delta Airlines 1989er that was in Cleveland Center's AOR.
He was giving you the information that he was a hijacked aircraft. He is not a hijacked aircraft. He's taken precautionary measures, and he's landing at Cleveland Center. However, we do have four fighters launched on that aircraft, just to be sure.
Yeah, Medics 150 and you, they are taking the Philadelphia traffic right now, whatever's airborne, as long as they can. So hopefully we'll be able to get you in there.
All right, great. Thanks. Appreciate it.
But you may still want to talk to your company and see what the alternate plans are. I don't know if you heard about the accident in New York.
Yeah, we just turned on the ADS to try to find out. Sounds pretty serious out there.
Yeah. United 93, that traffic for you is 1 o'clock, 12 miles eastbound, 370.
Negative contact. We're looking at United 93.
Somebody call Cleveland.
Roger, American 1060 with you. We're 370. We're slowing due to the delays possible going eastbound.
That's American 1060.
You got United 93?
United 93.
South of Chardonnay,
yeah.
Descended.
What's that?
I just saying, it looked like he descended there.
United 93, verify
350.
United 93, Cleveland.
Go ahead,
Frankie. Do you have United 93 south of Chardonnay?
We hear some funny noises. We're trying to get him. Do you have him?
No.
Thank you.
United 93, Cleveland.
United 1523, did you hear your company, did you hear some interference on the frequency here a couple of minutes ago, screaming?
Yes, I did, 797, and we couldn't tell what it was either.
Okay. United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the center right then.
American 1060, ditto on the other transmission.
American 1060, you heard that also?
Yes, sir, twice.
Roger, we heard that also, thanks. I just wanted to confirm it wasn't some interference.
Hey, how you doing right here? I got the piece to dock. Keep remaining sitting. We have a ball aboard. So, it's
calling Cleveland Center, you're unreadable. Say again slowly.
Yeah, that transmission you said was unreasonable. It sounded like someone said they have a bomb on board.
That's what we thought. We just we didn't get it clear. Is that United 93 calling?
Center, Medics 150.
Medics 150, stand by if you would, unless you got an emergency.
Stand by.
Roger. USR 2657, Cleveland 125.42.
2542, yes, sir.
Exact at 956, that aircraft we believe was transmitting is 12 o'clock, 5 miles. Turn left, heading 225. I'll get you away from them.
Bluffton
956.
16, Mike Foxtrot, fly heading 120 to get you away from that.
120 on heading, Mike Fox.
561 Alpha Charlie, fly heading 090.
090, wow, Charlie.
Roger, American 1060, fly heading 09 or 0.
Bluffton
9.
Roger. Center, exact at 956. What's that traffic as far as it goes?
Again?
That traffic we're turning for, is that about 2 to 3 o'clock?
Is it 1 to 2 o'clock, yeah, or 2 to 3 o'clock as you turn.
Okay, we got a TCAS, I think we got him.
Okay, he's climbing, so I want to keep everybody away from him.
Okay, I think we got him in sight.
Delta 1989, Cleveland?
Yes, sir.
Delta 1989, turn right to a heading of 320.
All right, Delta 1989, heading 320.
Good. Right. Okay, Delta 1989, we're going to go the other way, fly heading of 260.
All right, sir, 260, that was 1989.
No, 1989, right.
As a captain, I would like to always remain seated. We are on the board, and we are going to back to the airport, and we have our demand, so please remain quiet.
Okay, it's United 93 calling. United 93, understand, have a bomb on board, go ahead.
And center, exit 956, that was the transmission.
Executive 956, did you understand that transmission?
Affirmative, he said there was a bomb on board.
And that was all you got out of it also?
Affirmative.
Roger. United 93, go ahead. United 93, you hear Cleveland Center. Okay, American 1060 and Executive 956, we just lost a target on that aircraft.
Okay, 956, we had a visual on him, just stand by.
You have a visual on him now?
We did, but we lost him at the turn. We'll just make a quick call.
Well, I had a 37 aircraft right behind you on a vector also. That may be who you saw. Do you have a visual on him now, Executive 956? If you can make a turn back to a 220 heading, let me know if you can see him.
Yeah, he's still there. We got him for 956.
You still there? Northwest would be about 25 miles.
Affirmative for 956.
Okay, stand by, please. Okay, looks like I have everyone on here except Boston Center. This is the Air Traffic Command Center in TMO on duty in the West area. I need to have all traffic management units do an inventory, basically an inventory of all airborne traffic. Ensure that you do not have any unusual situations or any aircraft that are not accounted for. If you have any unusual situations or unaccounted for aircraft, identify them and contact us here at the command center.
United 93 may have a bomb on board.
Okay, United 93, who's speaking?
Cleveland Center.
Okay, Cleveland. What's his origination and destination?
Is out of Newark going to San Francisco. His position is 15 east. Actually, he's farther than that. He's east of Dreyer. His exact position is 30 miles east of Dreyer.
Okay, you have a transponder on this aircraft, or did he go primary?
At this time, he's code 1527, and we still have a transponder.
Okay, and can you give me any additional information as to why you believe there may be a bomb?
Because he's screaming that on the frequency.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Anyone else? All right, I'm disconnecting now.
We just had another report, United 93. Who was in Cleveland Center's airspace somewhere around Dreyer intersection, just reported that they heard screaming on the frequency and the people have a bomb on board. The aircraft departed Newark en route to San Francisco was the report.
You know what type?
No, don't have that information.
Okay, we're still tracking it now, right?
Correct, we're still tracking at this time.
Okay, thanks, bud.
All right.
Our question here is, our aircraft that we have has climbed, turned, and is not talking to us, so do we want to scramble? We got a couple of local military here.
Okay, that's a decision that has to be made at a different level.
Or is someone talking about it at least?
What's the call sign again?
It's United 93. He's right over Cleveland.
Over Cleveland now?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll call you right back.
United 93, we spoke about him before?
Yes.
He is reversing course over Akron. They just lost his transponder. He's heading eastbound.
What kind of airplane do we know yet?
Just a second. 757.
Thanks, buddy.
The aircraft is descending.
Okay, he is descending.
Correct.
We heard that.
Okay, United 93.
Go ahead.
Is 29 miles out of... 29 minutes out of Washington, D.C. 29 minutes out of Washington, D.C. and tracking towards it. This is the one who reversed course in Ohio.
Yes. Go ahead.
That's all I have.
Okay. The United 93 is 29 minutes out of where?
He's heading towards the Washington area. He was at flight level 350. He turned around at Akron, Ohio, and is tracking toward the Washington area at this time.
They're pulling Jeff away to go talk about United 93.
Do we want to think about scrambling aircraft?
Oh, God, I don't know.
That's a decision somebody's going to have to make probably in the next 10 minutes.
You know, everybody just left the room.
United 93 is 20 miles northwest of Johnstown.
20 miles northwest on primary?
Well, that's a report from another aircraft. United 93?
Yes.
Was waving his wings as he went past the VFR aircraft. They don't quite know what that means. Rocking his wings.
Okay.
I believe I was the one talking to you about that Delta 1989.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, disregard that. Did you...
What we found out is that he was not a confirmed hijack.
Okay, I don't want you to worry about that right now. We got a United 93 out here. Are you aware of that?
United
that has a,
and we've got three more hijacked airborne.
That has a bomb on board.
A bomb on board. And this is confirmed. Do you have a mode 3, sir?
No, we lost his transponder. What we want to know is, did you scramble airplanes for that Delta 8 in 1989?
We did, out of Selfridge and Toledo, sir.
Did you? Did you? Are they in the air?
Yes, they are.
Is there any way we can get them to where this United is?
Okay, there is now on that United 93.
Yes.
There is a report of black smoke in the last position I gave you, 15 miles south of Johnstown.
From the airplane or from the ground?
They're speculating it's from the aircraft.
Okay.
It hit the ground. That's
okay.
That's what they're speculating. It's speculation
right.
Only.
Okay.
We got a track number?
1527 Mode 3. We got a track number? Okay, we got a Mode 3 on this United 93.
Yeah, 1527.
How close are you?
1527.
Yeah, I'm just writing it down so we don't. 3951 North. 07846 West.
1 for Z Point.
Got it.
I just got off the phone with the colonel at Tank 2. He has one E3 that was on its way out here that he understood that they got in common with a Tank 4-0.
Toledo was... Look for him.
Okay,
I need a track number. Okay. Okay, Dean.
Weapon?
Okay, apparently the United 993
will be airborne
bomb on
less than 20 minutes.
Somewhere near Pittsburgh. Mode 3, 1527.
Any weapons? We don't know. We'll press with that.
We have anybody committed on the aircraft with the bomb on it?
We're getting to it. We don't know where it is. We're getting track on it.
Just pass that to weapons.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
United 9-3, Mode 3, 15-27.
Negative
Mode
clearance
3, 15,
to shoot. Jamie.
1527, Brian.
God damn it. Foxy.
I'm not really worried about code words.
Fuck the code words. That's perishable information. Negative clearance to fire. ID type tail.
Hey, let your guys know also that I
I'm doing, as good as can be expected. I've got guys that will be launching in about 15 minutes.
Appreciate it. Are they loaded?
We've got hot guns. That's
hot
all
guns?
I've got.
Well, that's good enough for me for time being. Only words I got another possible aircraft with a bomb on board. It's in Pennsylvania, York, approximate area.
Yeah, that's south.
Yeah, south of us. And there's also the possibility of... another one that's possibly at Cleveland area.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Do we have vectors on those?
Not yet. It's like the one over Cleveland turned around, looks like he's heading back. The guy down at York, Pennsylvania, he's heading northwest.
Okay, we might be able to get those two.
Yeah, and the call sign for the guy in York is United 93, Mode 3 of 1527.
Okay, it doesn't help us. We can't interrogate.
Yeah, I got. Okay, and I got this other guy out west. He's American. Where's that guy?
Excuse me. Over Cleveland.
Okay, I got one who just faded over Cleveland, Delta 89er, Mode 3. Yeah, I know it's not going to help you, but if you're talking to FAA, they might be able to help you. 1304.
Okay, when we get our guys airborne, they're going to contact you on 260.9. I've got two jets right now. Do you need more than two?
Can you bring up two more?
Get four to them.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, thank you, sir. And if you want to talk to Colonel Maher, he's up at 6403, sir.
Thank you.
I also want to give you a heads up, Washington.
Go ahead.
United 93, have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land? Because we have confirmation.
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yeah,
down?
Somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Northeast of Camp David.
That's the last report. They don't know exactly where.
You need to read this. Region commander has declared that we can shoot down tracks that do not respond to our direction.
Okay.
I'll pass out the weapon.
Okay.
The region commander has declared that we can shoot down aircraft that do not respond to our direction. Did you copy that?
Copy that, sir.
So if you're trying to divert somebody and he won't divert...
PO's saying no.
No? Came over the chat. Fox, you got a conflict on that? You got a conflict on that direction?
Right now, no.
Okay.
Okay.
You read that from the Vice President, right? Vice President has cleared.
Vice President has cleared us to intercept track.
You know what they
want to shoot them down if they do not respond first on our CC.
Tell me what you need to tell me.
Yeah.
This is for Panta 1, correct? They're tapping over Boston.
Okay, what? Any track of interest that's heading towards the major city, you will ID. If you cannot divert them away from the major city, you are to confirm with me first, and most likely you will get clearance to shoot.
And tell me, I have to tell him that in the clear?
You can tell him exactly in those words.
Okay.
Okay, now, Denver,
right? Okay. Standby 1, I got to pass this right now. Panther 100.
Hey, Panther 1.
Panther 1, call all and any tracks of interest. Verify if they were going toward a major city. Mission ID. Unsuccessful divert. Ask for our clearance to shoot.
MTC when able. The kill direction, once again. I want one more time before I tell these guys. I'm just going to give them a brief. I'm not going to tell them to do nothing. I'm going to say what to expect, though.
Hunter's number one.
Stand by. Okay, the direction of protecting the major centers, when you're overhead the major center, being Pittsburgh in this case, you have intercept authority on any traffic in the area, and if traffic does not respond to hand signals, divert procedures, anything like that, and they continue to press in a threatening manner towards the major center, you're clear to engage.
A new type of war. That's what it is. Is there like a national terrorist day or something that we missed out on?
Obviously, this is a day we won't forget for a long time.
September 11th, 2001.
Can you imagine the drama of that day in those control towers? When they're actually considering shooting down American Airlines to stop terrorists from nosediving into major city centers and key places like the White House. They had already struck the Pentagon. They had brought down that plane in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and then there was a next plane out, and they thought it was headed for the White House. Can you imagine the emotion of those people, those men and those women, making those difficult decisions in that moment? It is a day we will never forget, and that's why I wanted you to soberly listen to this. I hope it was enriching for you, and please feel free to share it with others on this edition of Sandy Rios.